Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
All right, need some more from the for the tweet bag, which is coming up here shortly.
Fast approaching.
So get them in at Happer Show. You could pick our brains. You could go inside your own brain and ask the dumb question that you've been thinking about for a long time. We'd love to talk about it. Some might say debate it, but not that.
Oh, no. No.
We don't do that.
We do embrace debate, but we do not debate.
We just calmly talk about things.
We're just having a chat.
So tweet your questions at Happer Show or anywhere else you can get in touch with the show, and we'll find them. We'll track them down. The tweet bag is coming up here in just a few minutes. Josh has the odd news first. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Connor. We start with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, yes, he hit a baseball.
He hit a golf ball.
A golf ball?
Yes.
I thought I saw him hit a baseball.
I believe he did that as well.
What was he doing? Like a Tom Brady Olympics?
He's training for his own personal decathlon. There will be 12 events because TB12.
Nice.
I don't know what 12 is, but.
Nice.
He is getting ready for the match with Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. I don't know.
I think it's.
Is he a part of this? Yeah, him and Aaron Rodgers are Rodgers. Teaming up against Allen and Mahomes. The youngs versus the olds.
I believe that's correct.
In a match to the death on the golf course. The Buccaneers quarterback, people forget, who is also really good at golf, proved that he can do pretty much anything, posted in a video he shot from a makeshift tee box. So it's not technically a hole-in-one because it's not the actual tee, but...
You know, hole-in-one?
Kind of...
How far are we talking here?
I don't know. We don't have any dimensions. I will say this.
I've watched golf videos before. There a lot of golfers put up their stuff on TikTok, mm-hmm. and they'll put up their camera behind their shot, and it'll say, "Yeah, it's a pretty standard shot. I'm like 150 yards out, 140 yards out," and the camera will make it seem like they're 8,000 yards away. So, that's a concern here. I will say this with Tom Brady.
Yeah, there's a lot that we're questioning whether or not this is real. He swings from a makeshift tee, and then drone footage captures the ball as it travels into the hole. Mm. Tom Brady gets really excited. He is sort of creates a mosh pit with those that he's golfing with. And then it takes us to the drone footage, where magically the drone is behind the ball the entire time. It rises above the ball, where we watch it roll seamlessly into the
cup. Why would Tom Brady fake a hole-in-one? What's wrong with him?
I'm not saying he faked a hole-in-one. However,
it sounds like you are.
This is the most artistic golf footage I have ever seen in my life.
I haven't seen it, so I can't weigh in. I'm going to watch it right now.
It is on his Twitter. It's about a 30-second video. I believe it's essentially two videos back to back. I believe he genuinely holed out from wherever the first video comes from, but then it sort of resets the scene with the drone footage.
Okay, the drone, you could see the drone go through after he swings it for the first time. All right, and then he's celebrating. He's very happy.
Always great on radio to do a story about a video.
Yep. And there's the shot. There's the drone. Okay, this is a pretty long shot. Now, unless he's got the perfect angle, it looks like he's probably, I don't know, 150, if not more yards out. Unless he's got the perfect angle from that distance, it's more than likely that you're not going to be able to see the ball actually go in the hole. You know?
Yeah.
There's something fishy here.
Yeah, there's a little bit of smoke. A little bit of smoke.
There's something fishy here. Mm-hmm.
I believe he holed out from where you said it was about 150.
I don't know. Probably something right there.
I believe that actually happened. I think they recreated it.
Why did he fake? Why did he fake
for the drone footage?
Also, why is the tee box in the middle of the fairway? Oh, man. I appreciate that Tom Brady's like doing stuff. You know, and, mm-hmm. and he's out there.
Getting ready for that broadcast yep. career.
We're seeing his personality a little bit. This will be a different year for Tom Brady. And, man, I still don't trust him completely, though.
I don't trust the video. You tell us what you think at Happer Show.
Very questionable.
On Twitter. We'll ask the poll after I'm done reading the odd news. Sad news out of Mississippi. Carl the Rooster has met an untimely demise.
Not Carl.
Yeah, Carl the Rooster. A woman is being brought up on animal cruelty charges, which is not hilarious. But the town's reaction to the loss of Carl the Rooster did make me chuckle. It sent shockwaves through the Ocean Springs, Mississippi community last month because the rooster was so well known in the downtown area. A parade was held, and a mural will be painted in his honor. So we here at the Connor Happer Show just wanted to pass along our condolences to
the rooster.
Carl the Rooster.
Absolutely.
So that we can get that Ocean Springs, Mississippi bump. That's what it's all about.
The team seems to rally around, the town seems to rally around a good cause, it seems like. So yeah, I'm going to join in on that.
That's Carl. Yeah, that's Carl just clucking away down there. Oh, can't cross the street yet, kids. Carl's coming around.
I do love that. Like, if I were to visit, what's the town called again? Ocean Springs?
Ocean Springs, great town name.
If I were to visit that town, talk to one of the people walking around there, and I see the rooster in the middle of the road or whatever, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's just Carl. I'd be like, wow, that's incredible. And I would want to know the entire backstory on Carl. So that's unfortunate that he passed. Did he meet an untimely demise?
It sounds like it. There's a woman being brought up on animal cruelty charges attached to the loss of Carl. So,
Yeah.
Maybe it was a hit. Carl the Rooster, gone too soon.
Controversy. Maybe we need to launch another investigative report.
Ooh, there you go. We do have an investigative branch. We'll have to see what we can find.
Get our people on it.
We move on. Today's a big holiday here on the show. It's your birthday. But also, it's Geek Pride Day.
Geek Pride?
Geek Pride. As if every time a Marvel movie came out, six of those each year, wasn't Geek Pride Day enough. Today is Geek Pride Day, May 25th. It was started by a Spanish blogger in Spain, in 2006 to celebrate comic books, cosplay, science fiction, role-playing games, and other aspects of geek culture. The Spanish blogger Señor Buebo, a.k.a. German Martinez, suggested a holiday called Geek Pride Day to celebrate hallmarks of geek culture, such as comic books, science fiction, fantasy, and role-playing games that gained popularity online and hit the U.S. in 2008. The day also coincides with Towel Day, a tribute to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy author Douglas Adams. The first Towel Day was held on May 25th, 2001, 2 weeks after the author's death. Fans celebrate the holiday by carrying around towels all day, a practice recommended by the guide in the Adams sci-fi comedy franchise.
I had no idea that I share a day with Towel Day.
There are other days that are today. It is National Brown Baguette Day.
All right.
National Senior Health and Fitness Day. National Tap Dance Day, National Wine Day.
And National Wine Day, that seems pretty significant.
Yeah, that's a big one. And World Otter Day.
Wow. Well, all the attention on my birthday has firmly been placed elsewhere now.
Yeah, you got to fight for it.
Tough. I thought I didn't share the spotlight with anything, but apparently...
Oh, you do.
The World Otter Day is here to take that attention away from me.
And we'll have some more people you share today with in the top five later on in the show.
Oh, really?
Top five May 25th birthdays.
Whoa, am I on the list?
Asterisk, non-Connor Happer
division. Oh, come on. You should have put me on there.
You would have been number one, Connor.
Oh, that would have been disappointing.
And then there's no intrigue, no mystery.
You should have said I was included and then not put me on the list.
You were under consideration. You were sixth, actually. It was real close. I wanted to put you in there.
And then basically we just compare me to all the people that I have May 25th birthday with.
Yeah.
I know one off the top of my head, because as a kid, this is a thing that you always do for...
I'm glad it's not just me.
Actually, I don't know. Maybe it is just me. I don't know. But I always wanted to know who shared birthdays with me. I really like baseball. So which baseball player shared a birthday with me? I believe the most famous baseball player that I share a birthday with is Miguel Tejada.
Ooh, okay.
Is Miguel Tejada on the list?
No, I did a little bit of digging. I didn't find any baseball players.
Yeah. Not a popular baseball player day, I guess.
Okay.
Miguel Tejada.
That's an interesting
choice. Me and Miguel Tejada have always had a connection.
There is a Hall of Famer on the list.
Is there?
There is.
Did he play in like the 1800s?
No. I could have put Ralph Waldo Emerson on it, but I decided not to since...
A Hall of Fame baseball player?
No, he is not a Hall of Fame baseball player. He's a Hall of Fame...
No, I know, but like...
Theologist?
Who's the Hall of Famer? Hall of Fame of what? Like rock and roll?
You'll find out.
Oh, okay.
In the top five later on today.
Good tease for Josh's top five. coming up next, we will open up the tweet bag. It's going to stay open too, so toss a few things in there. At Happer Show. We'll dive in. We'll see what we pull out next here on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.